fighting for America.
Republicans should stop holding our Homeland Security hostage.
The president needs to listen to the American people and say, yes, let's build the Keystone Pipeline.
Fighting for Idaho.
What we are teaching young people right now is if you love someone, beat the heck out of them. If you love someone, choke them, whip them, torture them.
Fighting for you.
Brian Williams. It's almost as if the libs are reluctantly carrying the water on this story.
Well, what are you talking about? He cured cancer and landed on the moon.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning.
How can you criticize somebody that did these things?
Right.
Winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning. Welcome to Friday, 580-KIDO. Phone number is 580-5436. 580-KIDO, a gentleman we've been working hard to get for a few years from, well, the Idaho Potato Commission. Of course, you can go to idahopotato.com, check the great recipes, find out about the great product of the state, the great people that make it happen. It's the president and CEO of the Idaho Potato Commission, Frank Murr. Mr. President, good morning. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Kevin. It's great to be with you.
You know, what's it like to work in the potato industry that is so, you know, the state is so defined by it. But it's got to be marketed. It's got to be defended. What's that like when you're hanging out and you say, hey, I'm the president and CEO of the Potato Commission.
You know, it's a great honor. Potatoes is really the star crop here in the state of Idaho, and wherever I travel around the world, and I'm just getting back from the Middle East, where we're now shipping fresh potatoes from Idaho to Dubai. And as soon as I say Idaho, folks always say potato, and they always say it with a smile. It's a brand that means quality, it's premium, and it's a great reflection of what this state stands for.
And sir, you can't really rely on the brand to do it yourself. That's why you're there keeping the brand alive and making sure that the trade continues. What's that like when you go to a country like Dubai or others and say, okay, culturally very different from us here in Idaho, and say, hey, we've got this quality product that's nutritious, and we'd like to be your friend?
Well, you know, it's interesting because folks have an impression already of what Idaho stands for. I'd almost call it a mystical place in their minds. There's three locations around the world that people think about when they think about potatoes and the uniqueness of them, and that's Peru, where they originated from, Ireland, because of the famine that drove such a migration here to the U.S., and Idaho. They dream about coming to Idaho. Folks, I visited with folks in Dubai that had actually been to Idaho and just commented so much about the mountains, the soil, the people. This state reflects, I think, our potatoes. When we do consumer research and we ask people what word first comes to mind when they say Idaho potato, and the word number one word is quality. And what state would not kill to have their number one word that people think about of their state as quality?
And a lot of folks may not be familiar with it, but there is some competition domestically. My mom, who loves Idaho and would love to live here with my dad, when she always talks about Idaho potatoes, you got those folks in Maine going, what about ours? And I'm going, look, two different worlds, buddy.
Right. People ask, really, Maine grows potatoes? Most people don't know this, but every state in the U.S., including Hawaii and Alaska, grows some potatoes. Idaho represents the number one growing region. We generate, this year, we harvested over 13 billion pounds of potatoes. That's enough potatoes to fill 500 football stadiums 10 feet high. And it's interesting, when we ask consumers first of all, where do potatoes come from, 98% will say Idaho. And this is even with the buy local, locavore movement. This is across the U.S. Over 90%, almost 100% agree the potatoes come from Idaho. And when you ask where the best potatoes come from, again, it's in the 80% range of people saying it comes from Idaho. You could almost not get those kind of numbers about any question. You could ask people if they agree that air is good for us, and you wouldn't get a 98% response to that. So it's pretty impressive.
What's it like for you and your folks locally? On one hand, you're such a part, such a keeper of the mantle here, but, you know, you're known more outside the state than inside, really.
Well, and I think that is true. And I think some folks that have grown up here in Idaho have just gotten used to potatoes you know, everybody asks them when they travel around the country, are you a potato farmer? You know, some folks have that impression that everybody in Idaho grows potatoes. But what's funny is that people never make any, you know, really humorous comments about that. They actually smile about it. It's a positive imagery. Farming today is really one of the true honor careers, and it's becoming where very few, a very small percent of Americans actually grow our food. And so, you know, this is very important for us to continue to drive not only image of Idaho potatoes around the country and around the world, but here in the state of Idaho. And I think a couple of good examples of that is we're now the title sponsor of what used to be the Humanitarian Bowl. It's now the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. And ESPN was so impressed with that title and the way it connects to the state, they are now the owner. They acquired the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. And so we are now working with ESPN, and it's a great connection. And now, as you probably are very well aware, we just completed the second year of the New Year's Eve potato drop.
Right.
That Dylan Klein, the founder of that, has been doing. And we had the first year, 40,000 people attend that. I'll bet you it was after the big Boise State victory in the Fiesta Bowl. Many people came back from Phoenix and came to that. And I bet we had probably closer north of 50,000 this year. It's incredible. And again, folks are in this area are, I think, more and more embracing the agricultural foundation roots of this great state and how important it is to our economy.
Well, as we move along here, Frank Murr with us here from the Idaho Potato Commission, President and CEO, of how we, you know, how we're so tied to this crop. What about the money that is attached to this, the revenue, the jobs?
Well, that's a very good question. From a farm gate revenue, which is what the total revenue, total sales, if you will, for farmers, we've been around $1 billion these past few years. We've actually surpassed it a couple of times already. We've had almost 10 consecutive years growth in farm gate revenue, and we have to do that because the expenditures of putting a crop in the ground has grown year by year. Obviously, fuel costs this past year has helped. Tractor costs, those kind of things are influenced by that. It represents, if you also include that over half of our potatoes go into processing, which processing potatoes is a big deal here in the state of Idaho with several major companies that people are all very familiar with here in Idaho. When you add on the value, when they take half of those potatoes and they process them and they sell them as frozen or dehydrated potatoes, that adds another $4 billion plus to the state. And by our calculations of studies that have been conducted by the University of Idaho, it represents about 40,000 jobs to folks here. So, again, very important part of the community, the state. I've heard the governor comment several times that it's in part our agricultural strength here in Idaho is one of the reasons why Idaho has been so strong in its in recovery through this past recession. You know, one thing I can say is that we're not going to offshore any jobs to grow potatoes outside of Idaho. This is where our farmers are. This is where they're going to work out their fields, and we hope their children after children will continue to keep that tradition alive here.
Frank, we continue on at 580KIDO when we're looking at the potatoes. It's been a challenging year in Congress. Mike Simpson, in particular, has defended the potato concerning the nutritional value and the WIC program. Can you go inside that contest, if you will?
You know, I can't say enough about Congressman Mike Simpson. I mean, he really, I would say, stuck his neck out here for potato farmers. And really stood the ground to get potatoes to be included. And that's not just for Idaho. That's the entire U.S. To be included on the Women, Infants, and Children program, what we commonly refer to as WIC. For whatever reason, for the past 8 years, potatoes were the only fruit or vegetable that were excluded from inclusion in WIC. And this is a program that's designed to provide vouchers for women, infants, and children that are most financially at risk of getting the proper nutrition that they need. And potatoes have always been perhaps what you could the highest nutritional return you could get for a quarter, because that's about what an average medium-sized potato costs is a quarter. And so if a woman gets a $10 voucher each month for herself and a few more dollars for her children, that doesn't go very far in buying vegetables or fruits that are very expensive, but potatoes are very cost-effective. And it never made any sense why a potato, which is loaded with potassium, vitamin C, man, you get twice potassium in a potato than you would in a banana. Almost half your daily needs of vitamin C. It has folate, which is very important for women, especially pregnant women. Lots of micronutrients. There's no fat, no cholesterol, and actually low calorie. And there was no reason for potatoes to be excluded. The final reason that was given to us from USDA was, well, folks are already eating enough potatoes. Well, you could say that for bananas, apples, tomatoes, which are right up there with potato consumption. But again, in recent weeks, the Institute of Medicine has now completed a review, a scientific review, of the most recent research on the nutritional benefits of potatoes, and have now affirmed what Congress did, and that is that potatoes cannot be excluded from WIC. And so it's a major victory. We continue to face challenges in the school lunch programs. There's been efforts to try to remove or reduce potatoes in school lunch programs, which every study that I've seen indicates that if you do that, you actually decrease the overall nutritional value to the children of the meal, but you increase the cost of the meals, just exactly opposite of what what a changes in the program should do. So again, we are thrilled that the potatoes are now included in WIC. And people ask me, what does this mean financially to the state of Idaho? You know, I've never sat down and tried to calculate, well, what does that mean? How much more potatoes will we sell in the WIC program? It was always about the principle. It was always about communicating what was right and healthy and nutritious about potatoes and to really correct a wrong that needed to be righted.
Well, and here's the other thing that people, as you pointed out, when they think of potatoes, they think of, you know, the sour cream and everything you throw on them or the French fries or the tater tots. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, that's totally different. You know, whether you're losing weight or a healthy athlete, you know, a potato is a great source of carbs with low fat, great potassium, and that seems to be lost in our deep-fried society.
Well, it is. I mean, you know, lots of studies that I've seen, I mean, you can eat anything in moderation, and that's always been our theme. Our message is a balanced diet, extreme diets that eliminate food groups or eliminate certain like carbohydrates, or you eliminate or reduce protein. I mean, everybody focuses on these elements to try to reduce or eliminate, when in reality, most nutritionists will agree that you should eat a balanced diet of fruits and vegetables, grains, dairy, and so forth. And potatoes fit right into that. Now, obviously, there's a wide range of oils that can be used to fry. And, you know, people talk about trans fat oils. Well, the frying industry has walked away from, in most cases, using any oils that have trans fats in them. So even the frying industry has gotten better and healthier over the years. You know, I'm certainly comfortable eating, you know, my fair share of fries. Again, it's all about balanced food. I'm an athlete. I work out, run every day. And having potatoes as part of that balanced diet, it gives me the energy to do about anything I want to do. So, again, potatoes, and one of the funny things is that when you try to eliminate potatoes from, like, school lunch, if you take a potato and you put it on a salad bar in a school lunch program, kids will actually put vegetables on top of the potato. The potato is one of the few vegetables you don't have to force kids to actually eat. So you'll actually increase the amount of vegetables that are being eaten if kids have the opportunity to eat a potato along with it.
Right. Final question here. And, you know, we'd love to have you on again. And,
certainly.
You know, again, I think anytime we can get behind an industry that does so much and is so, as you said, ubiquitous with the state here, what about the marketing of it? You know, we see during big events the potato truck. What's the method behind marketing the potato on a national and international stage with the truck driving around the country?
Well, I use the word leverage in many ways with the way we do the marketing for Idaho potatoes. And what I mean by that is every program needs to leverage on the other one to get the biggest bang for the return to the growers. Maybe people don't know this, but there are no state taxes that come from the general fund to the Idaho Potato Commission. All the funds that we do our marketing with come from what we call a potato tax that's paid just by the growers and those who process or ship fresh potatoes out of the state of Idaho. So these farmers, these processors and shippers are the ones that are paying for this commission. So I almost look at those dollars as sacred dollars that we've got to leverage them the best we can. How do we do that? Making sure the message lines up in everything we do. So our national advertising has been focused on nutrition the past several years. We hit a gold mine 3 years ago with this 6-ton potato truck. Our local agency, Forestall, here in Boise, came to me with this idea to celebrate our 75th anniversary of the Idaho Potato Commission by bringing these iconic postcards that everybody's seen about how big we grow potatoes in Idaho. And it was a crazy idea, but one I just jumped at. And we started brainstorming how to do it, how to make it effective, how to do it safely. And we put a driver and two what we call the Tater Team ambassadors on the truck, and we sent it out there for what we thought would be a one-year tour. And in reality, it has been so successful. Every city this truck rolls into, we get television coverage, radio coverage, people coming out wanting to take their pictures taken with it. Again, it's been brought back year after year by popular demand. We have raised awareness for not only Idaho Potatoes, but for such great causes as Meals on Wheels, American Heart Association's Go Red for Women campaign regarding heart health. And this coming year, we haven't announced it yet, but we're going to be focusing on something we call a big helping, and that is Idaho Potatoes supporting local causes nationwide. We have come to realize that we can do things in every local community we go into to help raise awareness for what is ever their most important issue, and to draw people there to help them raise funds for their local cause. And that's what we're going to be doing this next year. The truck will be rolling out again in early spring. And it's traveled now about 70,000 miles. It's hit every continental state, so 48 states. We've looked to the Navy and the Air Force to try to help us figure out how to get it to Hawaii and Alaska, but they haven't come through yet. We hope that when the Navy played in our famous Idaho Potato Game, when Air Force played in our famous Idaho Potato Game, we were hoping they'd give us one of those great big old transports to fly it to Hawaii, but that hasn't worked out yet. But everything we do, again, it lines up. So our national advertising now that we're running, it focuses on the truck, the message we're sending. Our farmer, which is a real Idaho farmer, he's out looking for this truck. He's tried to use a bloodhound to find it. Now he's got a beautiful red and white 1943 Stearman Boeing biplane that he's now flying around America trying to find this missing truck. And people love it.
Well, Frank, and you always don't forget the Idaho communities. I know one of your many contributions from the Potato Commission, the Idaho Potato Commission, is during Seven Cares Day, the big potato truck that comes in with all the potatoes. And you guys don't forget the folks here in Idaho, and just wanted to let everybody know that. We appreciate it. We'd love to have you back, sir.
You're welcome. Kevin, just a reminder, every Idaho citizen once a year can come in and get 50 free Idaho potato pins to take with them wherever they travel. And if they have a cause they need more, they can always just ask, and we'll always take care of them.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right, our great friend Frank Muir, President and CEO of the Idaho Potato Commission. A little knowledge about what makes our state so great. Time for traffic and then...
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
...720-580-KIDO. Phone number is 580-5436. 580-KIDO. It's a little early for him, but, it's kind of the day before Valentine's Day. Liberal Steve joins us now. Good morning, sir. You're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, Mr. Miller. What do you mean it's a little early for me?
You're usually an 8:59 guy lately.
Yeah, well, you know, I got to listen to everything you got to say.
You're becoming predictable.
Decipher it. Hey, nothing wrong with being predictable. It's about as predictable as you. Someone that says buddy more than anybody I know.
That would be butt buddy, to quote the vice president.
You just don't put the butt in front of it.
Look, buddy.
Well, buddy
and Neil Smith, an old butt buddy. Are you here, Neil?
Maybe you could be the vice president's blank buddy.
The term butt buddy means, hey, my friend's got my you-know-what covered. So
I'm glad you're familiar with that. Perhaps your years of experience of being a buddy.
And what's with you and Linda attacking some
since you've been on public record of being okay with the men.
Hey, with you guys attacking this soldier that wants a sex change. What's the difference of some employee of Micron?
I don't think the government should pay for it.
We ain't down with the ladies. It's 2010. We're down with Kevin Miller and the men.
So that would explain you knowing what the term butt buddy is.
Why, Mr. Miller, would you attack or why would she say, I don't want my tax dollars? She's not even paying any tax dollars anymore. You know, she's older than dirt and getting Medicare and Social Security and ain't paying a dime in taxes. So why is she even worried about it?
You pay taxes on that, number one. Number two.
Yeah.
You know, how dare you attack our Megyn Kelly of the Miller Show? And number three, I don't think my tax dollars should be going to some guy who wants to be a girl. That's my opinion. If you want to be a girl and you're a guy, pay for it yourself.
No. If you have insurance, which all our politicians have their insurance.
He's in jail.
So what?
He's a traitor to the country.
So what?
In other times, he probably would have been shot for treason.
Oh, yeah, right. Right. Yeah, like you just flip and shoot somebody for treason. You're getting out of control.
It's no big deal. You're right. Treason is a forgivable offense. Let's just give you a citation.
Hey, we got a spy sitting in a prison in Colorado that sold tons of stuff.
Yeah.
An Opus Dei Catholic spy.
See, there you go. Switching the topic.
What
do you want to talk about? You make a lot of big money. You're a big money guy. Hold on. You're a big money guy, aren't you?
Hey, what?
Hold on. Let's just say yes or no. You make big money.
I'm not going to say nothing about money.
So you don't mind your taxes going? Why don't you just pay my portion and Linda's portion of this guy who wants to become a girl? Since you're all in favor of it.
I probably do already. You know, because the little people out there, what do they contribute? You know?
I see.
It's pennies. Pennies. I think the rich should be taxed more because, you know, we got the money.
Well, fair enough. This conversation's gone nowhere. Happy Valentine's Day.
Well, I'm waiting for your card and candy.
That would be from your pal Joe Biden, not me. I don't go that way.
Stay fired up.
All right. Thank you, Liberal Steve.
And down with the ladies. It's 2010. We're down with Kevin Miller and the men.
Oh, we're open to everybody these days. 733 580-KIDO.
It's time that the American people stood up as the president.
Get off your butts and run for these offices and take control of the electoral process so that we can get this country back. That's what we've got to do.
Don't be afraid to take a chance. Don't be afraid to stick your neck out there and try something you wouldn't normally do.
Everybody's working for the weekend.
Food for your brain. Kevin Miller. 580-KIDO. Idaho's place to talk.
7:41, Kevin Miller in the morning, joined by our friend John Decker of Fox News Radio, always on the case, and certainly, John, we take a look at the president, and a lot of people are buzzing about him today. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning to you, Kevin. How are you?
Not bad. Now, usually I wouldn't throw you with this, but you're always on top of things. We're going to talk about what the president's up to, but and you can see this at our website, 580kido.com. This BuzzFeed video is just blowing up where the president acts like all of us.
Yeah, I've seen that video. I saw it yesterday when it was posted by BuzzFeed. It's kind of strange, right? And from what I understand, the president did this video on the same day that we learned of the death of American humanitarian worker, aid worker, Kayla Mueller. So you wonder, you know, the timing of this. The White House, were they thinking clearly when they put the president up to this particular video? And if any of your audience has not seen the video, I encourage you to go to, as Kevin mentioned, the website and look at it for yourself.
Yeah, we just posted it at, thank you, John, for that, 580kido.com. And, you know, you got him shooting hoops and you got him doing this. Is it too soon to get any reaction from folks in Washington, either people saying, this guy is relatable, he's one of us, or other people going, well, maybe that's not a good idea, especially when you have this being viewed by Putin and other world leaders?
You know, yesterday the president's spokesperson, at least one of the spokes, the individuals who speaks for the president, Eric Schultz, was on Air Force One. He was asked about this video, but it was just really a question relating to when this particular video was actually shot, when it was recorded. And so I don't think the person who was asking that question was actually familiar at the time they asked the question what was actually on the video. I think there's going to be some more questions that are going to be asked of the White House now that people have had an opportunity to look at it and to view it and to, you know, really ask the question, is this appropriate, as you just did, Kevin, is this appropriate for the leader of the free world to be doing? You know, does it demean the office of the president in any way?
Well, and again, I think it gives them something to talk about on the weekend shows. The president is up and at him and working today, looking at the Veteran Suicide Prevention Bill, also going out west to look at a cybersecurity summit. What do you know about these things, John?
Well, the first event happened yesterday. It was a very touching and moving event. The president signed the Clay Hunt Suicide Prevention for American Veterans Act. He did that in the East Room. It was an audience that was comprised of not only Clay Hunt's parents, but also bipartisan group of lawmakers. After all, this particular bill passed the House and the Senate unanimously. Never happens here in Washington. The new law's named for Clay Hunt. He's a Marine who took his own life 4 years ago after serving in Iraq and Afghanistan. He suffered from PTSD. And what the law does, it creates a pilot program to help veterans transition out of active duty. It's also designed to increase access to mental health care for veterans. And, you know, I think the question has to be asked, you know, why is it happening now? Why didn't this happen years earlier? Why didn't a law like this, you know, why wasn't this on the books, you know, years ago? But at least it's happening, and it's nice to see this kind of bipartisan support for something like this.
Indeed. And then we talk about something. I was just talking about this the other day where my credit card actually, some people in Alpharetta, Georgia were having fun at the Staples. And whether we're talking about, you know, Sony Pictures or Kevin Miller, John Decker, cybersecurity is something that we're all concerned about.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Sorry to hear about that with your credit card. You know, I think all of us have had an experience of some sort dealing with our credit cards over the years. But the president, he's continuing his push on cybersecurity. He'll be the keynote speaker out west today, a cybersecurity summit at Stanford University. And it's in response, really, to the cyber attacks that we've seen recently on Sony Pictures, on Anthem Insurance, on Kevin Miller. And I think the president is going to focus on how to increase cybersecurity for government, for businesses, how to bolster consumer protections. And in addition to that, some news coming out of it, the president is expected to announce an executive order to encourage information sharing between the government and private sector. And earlier this week, the administration announced the creation of the Cyber Threat Intelligence Integration Center to collect and disseminate information on cyber threats. So a lot's happening in this particular area right now, Kevin.
John, we always appreciate it. Any big plans for the weekend?
I might want to see one of the films that's been nominated for an Academy Award. I've already seen American Sniper. If your audience hasn't seen that, go out and see it. It's a phenomenal movie. But perhaps I'll see one of the movies that is competing with American Sniper for Best Picture.
Any thoughts on The Birdman?
I haven't seen it, so maybe that'll be one of the films that I'll see. I'll let you know the next time we speak.
John, we appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Kevin.
John Decker joining us from Fox News Radio. What a great guy. Phone numbers here, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. And this video that is blowing up right now, it is available at our website, 580KIDO.com. And if you haven't heard the, if you haven't seen the video, and you're thinking, well, Kevin, how bad can it be? Let me see. Do I have the actual sound for this here, Sweet William? Yeah, let's play just a clip of it, shall we? And again, it's very visual. So you have to go to 580KIDO.com. It's not going to be much. You just click on the slider, boom, watch Obama laugh at you. Maybe you need some extra motivation to earn more money for those higher health premiums. It'll do it for you. Yeah, and again, you see, the sound doesn't really do much.
Mr. President? Can I live?
You do you.
And there you have it. The president is shooting hoops. Now, if this was shot the same day that Kayla Mueller was killed, can I say anything to highlight just how out of touch this guy is? 747, I'd like to hear from you next. 580-KIDO, let's get you to work safely.
Glenn Beck, weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Love plus one. I think, yeah, there you have it. How many of you remember that one? 580-KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. Can I live?
Mr. President?
Can I live?
You do you.
There, you do you, everybody. Watch that video now at 580KIDO.com. You do you, everybody. Your thoughts. Brian, good morning. You're on 580KIDO with Kevin Miller.
Good morning, sir. Hey, that video, there's a part of it I do enjoy, and there's parts of it I do enjoy, parts of it I don't. Certainly, yeah, the president should be able to, quote-unquote, live, as he put it. But he lives, unfortunately, at the expense of the taxpayer dollars with all his lavish parties that he's had over the years. That's where I have a problem. The thing with, if you listen to this video, he's like, go to the website and try to figure it out. That's exactly what you're going to be stuck with, trying to figure out the website, how to get your insurance. The video actually is misleading, of course, in that, oh, it's as low as $100 in some cases. They always like to sell the lowest price point when really it's going to cost you thousands and tens of thousands of dollars. In the case of my cousin who went from he's self-employed and has got his own business, construction business in North Carolina. He went from $6,000 a year to nearly $12,000 a year in the first year of Obamacare. This year, he said he's looking more like about $15,000 to cover his kids and himself and his family. And he said it's just too ridiculous.
And he laughs at us. Yeah, you kind of look at that and go, wow, he's kind of one of us. And then you think, well, premiums have been raised, coverage has been canceled, and he's goofing off with a selfie stick.
Yeah, that I don't think that shows the quality leadership elements. That it shows the exact kind of thing he's doing with the American people. He's merely playing with us like he is with the selfie stick. As a matter of fact, I can mention something about the selfie stick, but there you go.
Well, exactly. Any thoughts on the vice president?
On Biden, I have not seen of him or heard about him of late. So
well, hold on. Is this vice presidential?
And Neil Smith, an old butt buddy. Are you here, Neil? Neil, I miss you, man. I miss you.
I can't see anybody else using that term.
I'm not sure what he's missing. Have a good day, sir.
All right. Brian in Meridian, thank you very much for the phone call. By the way, why don't we do something right now? How about a pair of tickets to Chris Botti at 580-5436, caller 10. Why not have a last-minute Valentine's Day present? You talk about the romantic songs, the sounds. What a way to... male or female, to have a great Valentine's Day present than a pair of tickets to see Chris Botti, a courtesy of your Cupid, your little cherub, the Treasure Valley cherub, Kevin Miller, here at 580KIDO. So 580-5436, caller 10, those tickets will be yours as we move along. Coming up next hour at 580-5436, 580KIDO, our friend Bob Dane will join us. And the immigration thing is heating up. As we first disclosed to you last week, is that not only are the illegals going to get a tax credit, a tax refund for not paying taxes, but they're now all of a sudden going to be allowed to vote. That's right. We have it right here. Obama's amnesty creates loophole for illegals to vote in the election. Now, who do you think is going to benefit from that? Driver's licenses, social security numbers facilitate improper registration, according to officials. Yeah, how about that? And where is Congress? You know, where are the people that are going to fight for America? Is there no one left to defend America anymore? Is Canada any better? I don't know. But here we have it officially. In the nation's paper, the president's amnesty will allow the illegals to vote. And let's face it, we all know the skinny. Heck, the illegals are already voting, right? It's time to stand up, America. 33 and star at 580 KIDO. Let's take a look at traffic.